Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. It's Up Front with Alan Brazil and the Romford Pelly Ray Parlour. How are we, Ray?
How are you doing now? Very good.
Good, mate. Up Front with Alan Brazil, of course, is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Ray, let's look a wee bit back. Let's rewind a wee bit. Anfield, unbelievable. Yep. Liverpool 2, Swansea 3. Could not see that coming.
No, not at all. I think it was the early kickoff as well. A few accumulators went down that weekend, Al, with Liverpool. A lot of people would have had them as their bankers. In their accumulators, trebles, accumulators, firefolds, and it was a nightmare start for the punters probably that day. But credit Swansea, they took their chances. Good goals as well, very good goals.
And Lorente,
their
well,
header, the header was a great header. Sigurdsson as well. Well, you look at your main players, they've got to start stepping up. And to be fair to Swansea, is the two signings they've made, Tom Carroll from Spurs and Olsen, played a part in both goals. So
it moves them out of the bottom three.
Paul Clement would be delighted. And Liverpool now have got to bounce back. Very important they win the next game now, because you don't want to be getting defeats. And you could just sense that, you know, he wants a response now, Jurgen Klopp, after that performance.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty sure Pep will be kicking himself again with the Sterling incident, the penalty not given. Could have been a sending off. Tottenham come firing back, 2-2.
Brilliant
City
game.
Will feel they've dropped 2 points.
Best they've played for a long time, though. I think that would be the pleasing side of Pep Guardiola. You know, he watched his side go forward, created numerous chances, didn't take them. In the end, there's a couple of mistakes from Lloris that got Man City the lead. But credit to Spurs that they kept going. That's what you need to do. You need to keep going in them sort of games, get your opportunity. Brilliant. Goal from Dele Alli again, popping up with another header.
He gets some headers, doesn't he?
He does, and what a great ball in. I know it took a slight deflection, but it was a brilliant ball into a dangerous area.
A hell of a ball. For me, that's the best ball I've seen for several weeks.
You get a knife and fork with that, Al. You get a knife and fork with that. You just can't miss it. On a plate.
An absolute plate.
For you. If you miss that one, you can't be missing them.
I don't remember you scoring too many headers.
Well, I did. I scored a couple of headers. Believe it or not.
What, in 20 years?
Did you score any headers?
I used to get one a year, every year, one.
One a year?
Yeah.
You're a striker. You've got to score more than one a year. I thought you were going to say like 12 a year.
Number 10, let me tell you.
Okay, but Man City, I think at the end of the game, big decisions again, though. It was a penalty for me. Sterling going through, he did nudge him in the back. So that can change the game. They got the other end, Spurs. They took advantage of that and getting a draw. And both teams, look, Spurs would definitely be delighted with the point, with the circumstances of the game, because they didn't play as well as they did.
No.
The minus for Spurs is Alderweireld. Limped off with a hamstring strain.
Looks like as well.
The Tongan's out as well. So that might stretch him a little bit at the back, but credit to Spurs, good point in the end.
Do you know what? Since the new home manager's gone in, Silva, I think they've done well. I know they got beat at Chelsea 2-0, but for long periods in the game, I thought they frustrated Chelsea.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, it was awful to see Ryan Mason with a hand injury. Pray to God he'll be okay, which he is. He's had his surgery and he's in the best position now in the hospital to recover, which will be great.
Let's hope he plays again.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, hopefully he will. Hopefully he will.
Some numpty saying ban heading, you know, give us up. Really.
No, you can't do that. It's part of the game. It's part of the game. But Chelsea, look, who would have had their money on Diego Costa coming back into the side and scoring that first goal? He had a really good chance early in the game, missed it, but you know what Diego Costa's all about. And his celebration was interesting now.
Yeah.
More or less saying, look,
shut up, leave me alone.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought so.
I thought he liked Pac-Man himself.
Well, I thought he was having a go at the Chelsea fans. I thought he was having a little pop at the Chelsea boys at Stamford Bridge, but clearly not. They were saying
he's,
his name.
He's one of them players who's, I think he'd always put it in. He's totally different to Piatt, isn't it? You know, he had a fallout with a manager. I think he's that sort of character. But he's not really said he doesn't want to play for Chelsea.
Never trust the French.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Al, but well, I played with a lot of Frenchmen who was different class. You know, you knew exactly what they're going to bring to the team.
Pires, you gave him a rollicking. And he went missing.
We knew.
Au revoir, à bientôt. Where was he?
Exactly what Pires can bring to the team. Patrick Vieira, Petit, all them sort of guys were different class. So, Payet at the moment, look, Sani doesn't
want...
Who
was the other one with the bike? The Harley Davidson? He went missing as well, didn't he?
What one was that?
Nicola
Anelka.
Yeah, he went missing.
That was his brother. Payday for his brother, Real Madrid. $23.5 million. In the end, what a deal
Never
for
Arsenal. Never trust the French.
What a deal for Arsenal, though, Al. Thierry Henry and a new training ground for... For Nicolas Anelka, I think they would have took that at the time.
Yeah, but to be fair to Nicolas,
What a player! He was different class at Arsenal. Pace, finishing ability. I think if he stayed at Arsenal for another 3 or 4 years, he would have been a real deal. I know. Look, he had a great career in the end, but I think that playing under Arsene Wenger, he would have played every single week, guaranteed. And he would have flourished. His career would have gone really to the top level. And he could have gone Real Madrid at that stage. So I think he might look back at that and say, maybe that was the wrong decision. But on the other hand, how'd you turn Real Madrid down from getting a big move?
No, you can't, can you?
Barcelona, Real Madrid, there's certain clubs probably you look at and say, can I turn them down? If you get a chance to play for them sort of clubs.
And how many times you won the FA Cup, Ray? Just the four?
I won 4 times there. Played in 5 FA Cup finals. Liverpool was a team that beat us. Michael Owen, remember him? 2 goals at the end. At the Millennium Stadium, that was when Henchoz handballed it on the line. We should have had a penalty, but look, I was lucky to win 4. 93 was my first out. 98,
we
won the
game
double.
You had a little bet. You went down, Finn, an injury.
No, I've never had a bet in my life, Al. Who told you that?
Remember that you went
Southampton.
Down. You went
no,
on
ice stitches in my ankle.
Trainer. And about 10 of your family jumped up, punching
yeah,
the air.
I had stitches in my ankle. It was great value. Yes. That's what I said to him. I didn't have a bet on it. I wasn't allowed to have a bet on it.
What's going on? That's his mother and brother.
Yeah,
they're jumping up. What are they so happy about?
They knew I had stitches in my ankle, and it come up massage parlour. It was called the bet.
So they had a little bet, did they?
I don't know. I was nothing
I've
to do with that,
no
Alan.
Strings to hold
all
me
they knew,
down.
Pinocchio. They had a little bit of inside information. That's all I can tell you in that situation, because the only stitches in my ankle.
Let's pick a few FA Cup ties.
Well, I'm going this game the weekend, Al. Chelsea.
I thought you were going to say Southampton, Arsenal.
No, Chelsea, Brentford. What a West London derby. Should be great for Brentford
fans. Make a few changes, Conte, or not?
Well, Brentford will take a massive following down to Chelsea. I was at the game,
1,700?
A lot more than that. I was at the game when Bradford... went to Chelsea in the FA Cup.
Oh, what a game.
What a game. 2-1 down half-time, Bradford. Come back and won
4-2. Was it a hat-trick for someone?
That's the one where the Moose dropped his pie.
No.
Believe it or not. As they scored the fourth goal, Bradford, he just about to eat his pie. And as we all jumped up, his pie went on the floor and he was devastated.
He didn't pick it up.
No, he picked it up. He was starving. Pull it in his gob and everyone was like, oh, did you just see that? But he ain't bothered. You know what the Moose is like. But this game, look, there'll be changes from both sides. Brentford will play their strongest side, obviously, but Chelsea will definitely make quite a few changes, I should imagine.
I'd like to see, Ray Wilkins told me, he said some of the kids Chelsea have got, I'd like to see 2 or 3 of them in that side.
Well, they must be looking at the situation at the moment. We can win a double here. You know, we're not in European football. We're a very healthy position in the Premier League. Let's really concentrate on this FA Cup, and let's get to Wembley. And we could win the double, which would be a great season for Chelsea.
So what about your boys? You go to Southampton, not easy, St Mary's.
No.
But we don't know about Van Dijk. It looks as if he's going to miss against
Well, he looks like
Liverpool.
2 or 3 months. 2 or 3 months he could miss out.
Yeah, what a shame. Fonte's gone, so I expect Arsenal to at least bring them back to
they got that little bit of a rest as well before, which could help them. You know, we know about Liverpool playing in midweek against Liverpool. So I think...
But what about Slugger Wenger? Will he be in the stands?
Well, again, for me, Al, the manager is very, very vital during the week. You know, Monday to Friday, he prepares you for the game. He gets you ready. As soon as you cross that white line, I couldn't care less. I don't know about you. I couldn't care if the manager was on the side or not. You know your job as a player to go on that pitch. So, look, it looks like he will. They will clamp down on it, there's no doubt. He will get a ban, whatever what happens. It's got to be a stadium ban if they're going to give him a ban. It's no good being up in the stands. It's ridiculous. You either give him a stadium ban or let him get
you
away.
You talk about not, you know, when someone's on the bench, you ignore them. But I remember we played at Stoke, and we did have a bet, by the way. We shouldn't have done, but we did have
what?
A bet. We had a bet to beat Stoke, Ipswich, this is. And then whenever things went wrong, I was always pulled from number 10 inside left, inside right, out left wing with my left foot. I knew it was coming. So I could see the coach. I won't even name him. I hate him. And he's screaming
What's
at me.
What's his name?
I'm not, no. He's screaming at me. And he's passing messages on. So Eric Gates going, Pell, you play left. I'm going, what? I can't hear you. And he'd run no closer. I'd run away. What? So there was no way I was going to play left wing, right? And eventually Mick Mills played me a ball and he tried, he thought he was Arnold Muir and he tried to use his outside of his left foot. And it went right, it was pouring a rain, blowing a gale, and the ball went, go, and I'm going, go out. And it's going towards the dugout and I had to get it. And I got it just with half a yard to go. And this coach sprung out the dugout and got me by the neck.
Yeah.
You could hear me come out wide. I shook my head, go away, get off me. And I went
down
the right
wing.
I'd have been 21, 22.
Yeah. And the manager was what?
Bobby.
Oh, Bobby.
But it wasn't Bobby, it was the assistant.
Right.
So I went and played the right wing. I thought, no, I'm not doing it. I'm sick of this. End of the game, they
you
drew
rebelled.
1-1. So we lost a bet, right? We lost a bet. 1-1. And I've got in the bath and he launched into me. Launched him. So I just told him where to go. Quite kindless.
What did Bobby Robson say about it?
I said, well, he was too busy giving players a bollocking. And this guy and me are going at it. And I said, come on then, have I done a few? Let's do it. So he's pulling off his tracksuit, pulling off his waterproof. I stand up, right, come on. And all the heads are coming round the corner. It's off. It's going off. It's going off.
This guy
was a screwball, by the way. Yeah. Ex-army and all that. I thought, come on. And eventually, he was just about climbing the bath. We're going to have it. Bobby grabbed him. He just said, Bobby Robson, what's going on here? What's going on? And got hold of him and stopped it. Oh, God. Anyway, we were saying.
So he didn't get on with it?
No, we didn't have a scrap. But it's carried on. With the players do a few years ago, and I'd come off the train from London, I had a few, met a couple of friends, you know, as you do, and by the time I got there, you know.
What's he doing now, the guy?
He's scouting and stuff like that, but he's at Portman Road all the time. And he came up to me, and it was my. I just brought my book out, right? And he came up and basically said, "Your
was
books
he in
a load
it?
Of
was
your
he
books,
it?
Yeah, your books a load of." And I said, "Would you?" And that was it. I was red rag to boom. I said, "Well, what didn't you like about it?" And he couldn't tell me. I see, secondhand. Someone's told you, and we're nose to nose.
Yeah,
at the bar, and everyone's looking around. It was the players' award. Sheepshanks, David had to come and separate us. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway,
we were. Where were we? Sutton Leeds. We were at Sutton.
Yeah,
Leeds.
Sutton Leeds.
What a result for Sutton going to Wimbledon.
Yeah.
All right, Wimbledon go down to 10 men. Sutton get the victory. Eventually, they overpower Wimbledon. What a tie! Money spinner. Leeds on a roll.
Just shows
great
you
game.
The next league game they was losing Sutton. So Leeds will go there. Look, you can't. The problem we got is a plastic pitch, though. You know, that won't be easy for Leeds.
Do you know, for me, it's not right.
Yeah, but it's right for these sort of teams. Because
yeah, but not when you're in a hat. And when you go into the FA Cup, when you're Champions League, CSKA Moscow, that is out of order, should not be allowed.
I totally agree with you there. But these sort of sides, they rely on financial backing to keep them going. And these sort of pitches, they can hire it so the kids can have it. And it can always be used. You know, it's like, oh, you've got a normal pitch. You can't be using it every day. And these guys
I used to.
Well, the pitches.
Yeah, I wasn't totally changing. You. Playing on bowling greens.
They've totally changed now. So, look, let's hope they do well. But Leeds, you've got to fancy Leeds to be in the next round.
So, we're going, what we're doing then? So, the forecast, Chelsea beat Brentford.
We go Arsenal.
Arsenal.
With Van Dijk being out.
Maybe in a replay. And Leeds to beat Sutton.
No, I'll go Arsenal to win outright.
No, I'm not
I
sure.
I think they're a good cup team. Chelsea,
well,
Arsenal.
For once you're drawn away,
Chelsea,
which
Arsenal
is a result.
And Leeds. Well, what about the last round then?
Oh, well, that's okay. once in a blue moon. I think Rod Stewart was doing the draw.
That was an unbelievable.
Rod was doing the draw.
Yeah, no, he's certainly done well.
Now up front
he'd been out with you that day, didn't he?
I know. Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. It's the betting site for all sports, punters, great odds, markets and others. Great offers as well. Listeners to this podcast can now get up to £60 deposit match. Okay? Yes, I'll repeat it. Listeners to this podcast can now get up to £60 deposit match when you use the promo code ALAN60, which is capitals ALAN60. ALAN60. Just visit betinbrazil.com, enter the promo code ALAN60 on your first deposit, and we will match your deposits up to £60. Also, look out for a daily happy hour, Ray. You like a bit of that?
Yeah.
Offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Over 18s only, please. Offer is for new customers only. Terms apply, and betting should be fun, so you must gamble responsibly, please. Right, Ray, where are we?
Well, let's look at the other games in the FA Cup now. There's a couple there, but it was the Friday. The Friday starts off, doesn't it? It's all over the weekend now. So the first game, Derby County, be Leicester City.
Great game.
Yeah, it's an absolutely good game to see. Steve McClellan's done a brilliant job. They're sitting pretty well in the league. They'll be looking at trying to get into them playoffs at the moment. But certainly Leicester... Oh, very strange. You know, I just can't work Leicester out at the moment. You know, they're brilliant. They've been brilliant in the Champions League. But again, they went to Southampton, got front 3-0. Well, he tried to change the system, didn't work.
Ray, surely you've got to look at the players. Or they've got to look themselves in the mirror and say, am
did
I
they overachieve that much last year?
They overachieved.
People look at Mahrez. What's
they overachieved, Ray, but come on.
I know he's at the African Nations at the moment, but his attitude has been questioned. You but can't have a bad attitude, to, you know, surely.
They've got to look themselves and say, am I working as hard during the week? Am I working as hard on match day? The question is no.
Do you think it's that simple to say clubs respect them a lot more? They play a different way against them? Because last year, they didn't have a lot of the ball, Leicester, but on the break, it was lethal. Absolutely lethal. But now, our team's probably sitting off against them. That's probably why they've done well in Europe, because the European side's probably... haven't respected them as much as they should. But the Premier League now, teams are playing a different way. Vardy, Mahrez, his pace, Musa, he plays. Loads and loads of pace. So if they sit off, they've got nowhere to run into. I don't think they can keep the ball as well as they can being champions. So yep. I think that's what's happened with them.
So are we seeing a shock here, Derby to beat them?
Derby got every chance of maybe getting a result there. Friday night, Pride Park will be absolutely rocking. Pride Park.
No, I think it might be back to Pride. It was iPro, but it
is
may,
it Pride Park again?
It might
should
have,
be.
Yeah, I think it's gone back to Pride Park. I
played the old. It'd be fantastic if it is, because it should be the Pride Park.
Baseball That's, ground. I played baseball ground.
It was baseball ground. I played there as well. But it is Pride Park. Yeah, you're right. So I think there could be a shock there. Well, would it be a shock?
Not really.
Because
it's a derby
it?
As well,
yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
Really?
So Derby, I'll probably go with a Derby win now.
Right, let's pick one or two others. Liverpool Wolves. Okay, Liverpool get a game against Southampton.
This is the game where they rest a lot of players.
Yeah,
out.
I reckon you'll see some kids in there, but I can't see Wolves doing it. Maybe take them back to Wolves maybe.
Wolves beat Stoke away from home when Stoke had a very good side out, so don't underestimate them.
Blackburn against Blackpool. Blackpool, I can't believe they're still in it. I think it's a great opportunity for Blackburn to make the fifth round.
Yeah, Blackburn, they need, you know, again, I think people look at the FA Cup, is it a burden for their league aspirations? You look at Blackburn in the league, they're in the bottom, you know, down the bottom. They need to get a little bit of confidence. So Blackburn, if they can get a good cup run, that's got to help their league form, surely. So yeah. I'll go Blackburn to win that one. Burnley, Bristol City.
What about Lincoln against Brighton, Ray? Lincoln knocked out my Ipswich. Brighton, you know, flying again. Good win over Cardiff to go top of the table. It depends. Well, Chris might change a few.
Yeah, but he's got a good squad there, Chris.
I know he's got
a
good squad, Ray, but you know, you imagine the money involved getting Brighton up. They may be second to Newcastle come the end of the season, but if you get something in the Premier, fortunes.
That's the most important thing
so,
for Brighton.
I think a draw. I think Brighton might take them back.
Think Brighton have a bit too much experience in the squad. I think they're a pretty strong side. Going really well in the league at the moment. Obviously, a big win last night, and I will go Brighton to win that one.
Would
I think
you?
Lincoln have done really well, but I just think Brighton have a little bit too much for them. They're not going to be like an Ipswich.
No.
Ipswich have got no confidence. Didn't have nothing going forward. I think Brighton have a little bit more.
Here's
about
a good one. Here's a good one. Oxford against Newcastle. What does Rafa do? Same dilemma as Chris. Does he save it for the Championship? Does he play? Does he make a few changes? Oxford, they'll have a real goal.
Yeah, they will. And they had a brilliant result in the last round against Rotherham, who's in the Championship, away from home as well, Oxford. Got a really good win. Newcastle, I would love to see them have a really good cup run. They've got a good side. They've always seemed to weaken their side come to the FA Cup, which I've never worked out because I think it's so important for them fans to get to Wembley or near to Wembley. If you can get to a quarter-final, semi-final, Newcastle got the ability to do that.
You win this, you're in the fifth round.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think Newcastle got to put a strong side out. I think Rafa Benitez, I think sometimes you look and rest in too many players and this, that, whatever. I think just put your strong side out. Go out and try and win the game, and you're going to get confidence out of that. And fifth round, you could get a really plum tie against a big side, and that'd be great for the for Newcastle United.
What about the Sunday, Ray? Let's look at Sutton against Leeds. I like Gary Monk. Did a couple of shows with him on TalkSport. Like him a lot, and they nearly came unstuck. Remember, I had a little wager. Cambridge led them 1-0. Cambridge were great first half. Leeds were rubbish, and then second half. He didn't panic, Gary, which I liked, and Leeds started getting it down, knocking about, and knocked out Cambridge. So I expect Leeds, even on the plastic pitch, to either win or get a replay.
Yeah, Leeds, I fancy Leeds as well. Now, let's have a look at a few shocks, maybe on the Sunday. Millwall-Watford. Millwall beating Bournemouth. I know Watford, a little bit hit and miss at the moment. They had that draw against Bournemouth last week in the Premier League. I think that could be a surprise again. I think
Watford,
Millwall might really have a go.
Sad and that news could be with Graham Taylor. No, I think Watford will beat Millwall.
Do you? Yeah. Well, I'll have Millwall in a draw there.
Would you?
And then another game that could go to the underdogs, if you're going to call them underdogs, is Fulham Hull City. I think Fulham
will beat
a very
them.
Good side at home. I know they lost to Reading in the week, but I think Fulham are very decent, and I think they're really test Hull City. And again, Hull City will be looking at that Premier League. Marco Silva's got to make big decisions on certain players, whether he's going to play them or not.
Yep.
Obviously, they lost Jake Livermore. Now Ryan Mason's out as well. So two key players missing. So I think Fulham could take advantage of that.
Just one game I breezed over. Bristol City go to Burnley. Sean's home record, Sean Dyche, sensational.
Yeah,
that's my nap of the weekend. I think Burnley will hammer.
Oh, definitely.
I think they'll thump Bristol City.
Yeah, I think, again, they're looking very comfortable in the league. Unlucky in the end at the Emirates. You know, they got that last-minute penalty. Sanchez took it and got all 3 points.
Great penalty, by the way.
Very
Let's
cool, wasn't
it? Credit. Oh, no, it was
very
brilliant.
Cool. But Burnley, brilliant at home. Absolutely superb. And I think Sean Dyche will look at it and say, look, we've got every opportunity. If we can get the right draws every time, which they've got another decent draw being at home, they could be in the quarterfinals, and you know, you wouldn't put him past them to get a long way in this tournament. And I think Burnley are definitely a good thing this weekend, definitely.
Yeah. Just on Sanchez, the confidence he's shown there, and of course Arsene Wenger pushing, having a go at the fourth official, but Sanchez, we see Coutinho has signed for Liverpool, which is great news. Arsenal have got to get hold of Sanchez.
Well, I think
him what he wants.
The money that Coutinho signed for is probably what Sanchez is on now. You're looking at £300,000, 250 to 300 that Sanchez will be demanding, I should imagine. Again, they've got to make a big decision. Ozil's the same, whether you keep your best players. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with that. And I'm sure now they'd be working really hard behind the scenes, Arsenal, with their negotiators and trying to get a deal for both sides that suits everybody. And it is important because Arsenal are now in a great position going forward, and you've got to keep the best players.
Sure. Ray, listen, always a pleasure, mate. Where are you going to be? You're going to be at...
I'm going to Stamford Bridge, Al, this
Bridge,
weekend.
Yeah.
So it should be a brilliant atmosphere. Brentford will take a lot of fans there, have a great day out, and see if they can get a surprise like it was when I was there for Bradford.
Brilliant. Ray, always a pleasure. Thanks, mate. That was Ray Parler and me, Alan Brazil, up front with Alan Brazil with Audio Boom.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.